This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, the Supreme Court of the United States to hear a case that could overturn Roe versus Wade. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
On Monday, September 20th, the United States Supreme Court released a statement saying that on December 1st, they will hear the landmark Mississippi case that has the potential of overturning the infamous decision of Roe versus Wade. Since the 1973 decision by the Supreme Court, abortion has been allowed around the United States, which has paved the way for more than 62 million deaths of babies in the womb. The new case, known as Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health, addresses the Mississippi law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. According to Fox News, the law in question challenges the court's previous ruling in Roe v. Wade and subsequent cases by imposing a restriction on abortion earlier than the recognized point of fetal viability, when a baby would be able to survive outside the womb at approximately 24 weeks into pregnancy. The High Court's announcement came just weeks after it allowed the Texas Heartbeat Bill to move forward with its ban on abortion after the fetal heartbeat is detected. Mississippi is one of several conservative states that has recently passed laws attempting to eliminate or severely restrict abortion. There are currently six conservative Supreme Court justices, which is a majority. The Biden administration said that, in the wake of Texas's unprecedented attack, it has never been more important to codify this constitutional right and to strengthen health care access for all women, regardless where they live. We will not allow this country to go backwards on women's equality. If Roe versus Wade is overturned, the Democrat leadership is expected to push President Biden to pack the court by adding to the number of justices to the court and increase the number of left-leaning justices on the ruling body. Pray hard for this case, the Supreme Court, and the residual effects of their decision. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.